You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Yeah! Hey, this is Dick from Subhumans. You are listening to Generation Island. Annihilation, easy for you to say. I'll say it again. This is Generation Annihilation. This is Dick from Subhumans. This on CITR 101.9 FM. That's F and M, female and male. All sources catered for, no matter which. Even if you're somewhere in between, in Vancouver, BC, also AD, also into the future. If you don't know what you're listening to, you do now. Cheers.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. I'm your host, Aaron, here till 1 o'clock. As always, hope you had a good Halloween. I had a good Halloween celebration last Saturday, down at the Astoria in Vancouver, BC, here. And, I wasn't here last weekend, but you heard a Halloween podcast from 2009, and it's hard to believe that was 9 years ago. Geez, I've been up here a while. We started off with two tracks featuring the late Todd Youth, guitar player from New York City. We heard Murphy's Law, track going back to 1996 from a record called Dedicated. And, I don't think I've ever played Murphy's Law on the show. They were never my thing, but I've recently got into this song. It's a cool track. What Will the Neighbors Think? It's got a real Beastie Boys Fight for Your Right to Party feel in the song and the video. And then we heard from Fireburn, going back to 2017, Act from Los Angeles. And from the Don't Stop the Youth EP, we heard a track called Break It Down that came out last year. And Todd Youth, who passed away, he was 47. He played in a whole slew of bands. He played in the original incarnation of Agnostic Front, although he never recorded with them. And he played in Murphy's Law, who we just heard, played in Warzone, did some time with Danzig and Sam Hain. And he actually played some other bands, and he got to fill in for Motorhead on some gigs. So, that's 47 years is young to go, but that was a lot accomplished in that time. So, yes, rest in peace. I was out at SBC last night, got to see the triumphant return of Alternate Action along with No Heart and the Suede Razors. It was a real rockin' time and turnout, so we're going to get into those bands, but first of all, I'm going to get into a band, a double shot of a band who I saw covered at the Astoria last week, part of the Hardcore Halloween gig. I'm talking about the Plasmatics. Yes, they were covered locally, and they did a good, the local band did a good job of the Plasmatics local act featuring late Wendy O. Williams. And we're going to hear a double track from the New Hope for the Wretched release. This is a track called Butcher Baby on Generation Annihilation, CITR.
Butcher Baby, they're gonna put you away!
If they so sick!
Butcher Baby, dressed up in red! Butcher Baby, mess in your head! Butcher Baby, go on at night! Butcher Baby, turn on the lights! Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! Oh no! Oh yeah!
Never realize till the tides start terrorized. Cause you're sick and
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Everybody, this is Joey Shithead from DOA. You know why? You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
All right. We started things all off with a double shot from the Plasmatics from the New Hope for the Wretched release. Going back to 1980, I will say, on Stiff Records, we heard a track called Butcher Baby, and from the Coup d'Etat release, we heard a track called The Damned, and this one came out on Capitol EMI Records, kind of a more metal-type record, hard rock record, going back to 1982. And as I said, I saw the Plasmatics covered last weekend at the Astoria's Hardcore Halloween show. They didn't saw through any TVs, but they smashed the TV and some pumpkins with a sledgehammer, which were some of the antics known for the Plasmatics. And we followed with the Insaints track called Sick from the Sins of Saints. Insaints discography came out in 2004. The singer for this band, Marianne Anderson, yeah, she passed away as well, drug overdose, and yeah, they were around in the 90s, although this compilation, as I said, came out in 2004, followed with a release going back to 1996 from the Loudmouths, their self-titled release on New Red Archives Records. We heard a track called I Don't Want to Go to Vegas with You, and yeah, ended things off with the Shit Talkers, local act, I Scream, which came out this year. And yeah, this is the station's copy, and I think I've got to get my own copy because this is a very rockin' release by the Shit Talkers. And right now we're going to get into some Man Destroys. Here we go.
And you're listening to Generation Annihilation, 101.9, Vancouver, Canada, blah, blah, blah.
This is Malcolm from Christ on Parade. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia.
Oh. I tell you, we're gonna win this time.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing piece.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What does Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Rush Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Right, this is Dave from Extreme Noise Terror. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Started things all off with Man Destroys from the Everything 7-inch. We heard a track called Apathetic, and this is a supergroup featuring Simon Trolley from the Supermarket, Suicidal Supermarket Trolleys on vocals, and Jeff Harp from Final Conflict on guitar, and it's on Not Like You Records, a nice pink bubblegum vinyl, followed with Crucifix, a classic Bay Area act going back to 1981, Religion Kills was the name of it, and from Christ on Parade, their debut record, Sounds of Nature, originally came out on Postmort Records in 1985, I will say, got reissued about a good 20 years later on Prank Records, and the band did a reunion, which is where we heard that station ID from that we played and have played for many years on the Generation Annihilation show. And afterwards, we heard a 1985 demo onto vinyl, Aftermath, by Diatribe, Los Angeles act. I remember reading all about this band and fanzines and all about their political views about why they don't eat meat and why you shouldn't either, and anarchism and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, like I said, we heard the track called Aftermath. And right now, we're going to hear a band who played last night. They returned after a good, 8 years, Alternate Action. This is a track called Dead Society. Here we go.
Yeah! This is Lenny of Mass Grave. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Rust.
All right, we start things all off with Alternate Action, who played last night from the Thin Line vinyl LP, complete discography. We heard a track called Dead Society. And then we heard from No Heart, from Victoria, from their latest full-length, Where Do You Go, the title track, and from the Oi, this is Street Punk Compilation from the Suede Razors, originally out of the Bay Area, now all in different places. We heard a track called Longshot Kid. I really enjoyed their set last night, and both No Heart and the Suede Razors will be playing at Logan's Pub in Victoria tonight. And then we heard from some Japanese Oi from Questions and Answers. We heard a track called Tell Us the Truth, and it's a brand new 7-inch EP on Pogo 77 Records. And right about now, we're going to get into a new 7-inch compilation. It's from a ginormous book called Tomorrow is Too Late, all about the Toronto, Ontario hardcore scene, and it's totally awesome. This is an EP that came with it. It's got 11 bands, and this is one of them, going back to the early 80s, the book spans the early to mid-80s, but this is from the early 80s. This is Chronic Submission on Generation Annihilation. Here we go.
Boys.
And you're listening to Generation Annihilation on 101.9 CITR. It's your choice, peace or Generation Annihilation.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM. And yeah, we started things all off with two tracks from the Tomorrow's Too Late 7-inch, which came from the Tomorrow's Too Late Toronto Hardcore Discography book. Yeah, we heard from Chronic Submission with a track called 4 Points and ATB, which stands for Angry Thalidomide Babies, with a track called Sex Crime Offender. And yeah, that band featured, that band was from 1984, and they featured Tim Freeborn, that went on to sing in Sons of Ishmael and play in MSI as well, More Stupid Initials, who are also on the compilation. And then we heard two tracks by request. This is going out to my good friend Andy. He's listening, Chalk River, and that's 2 hours northwest of Ottawa. Yeah, he was a big-time fan of the big-time host of the Generation Annihilation radio show and Power Chord as well, and we heard two tracks for him. We heard Dr. No, El Salvador, featuring Brandon Cruz on vocals. That station ID we heard from a while back from Brandon Cruz was gotten by Andy. Then we heard one of Andy's favorites from the Imiset on Sirata 7-inch EP from Finland's Raddest. We heard a track called Feministy. So, yeah, that's going out to Andy. Cheers. Yeah, there's a show happening next Saturday, and if you don't have your tickets, well, you might be SOL. That's the Dead Boys at Pat's Pub. And they'll be playing with the Gung Ho's, like Alternate Action. They were a band that were around in the 2000s, early to mid-2000s in Vancouver, BC, and they've reformed. And they're playing with the Alien Boys. So, yeah, classic act from Cleveland, Ohio, known as the Dead Boys, next Saturday at Pat's Pub. And I'm out of time, so we got Power Chord with Serena and Justin up next. Stay tuned.
All right.
Who'd win in a wrestling match, Lemmy or God?
Lemmy.
God.
Wrong, dickhead. Trick question. Lemmy is God.